Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Besides the screen you spent most of your time staring at this week, chances are you are also captivated by a big screen video installation. From billboards to scoreboards, we inform and entertain audiences with our big screen solutions. Visit bigscreenvideo.com.au to see how BSV can bring your space to life.
How much time till we're on?
Come on, Ron!
What?
We're on the air right now.
Oh. I'm ready. Good evening, I'm Ron Burgundy. Here's what's going on in your world tonight.
Kia didn't just make an eight-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Yeah, hello and welcome to the show. No Satsy tonight, but
what
I can tell you...
What is going on with you two?
Well, we can't be in the same room together. It's our new contract negotiation.
Are you the same Gary person? Bush. Scott Sattler and Please. Woogie?
Although tomorrow night... Tomorrow, as I've just knocked over a couple of Scotch Finger biscuits with a cup of tea, tomorrow night you and I are broadcasting live from the Sporting Globe at Robina.
Without, on the Gold Coast.
On the Gold Coast, yes. And there will be no Scott Sattler. So I'm going to take up the Nourish Bowl on behalf of the team.
Well, after your efforts on the weekend, you made yourself physically sick for a few days.
Oh, come on.
Maybe you need to get on the Nourish Bowl.
How dare you?
Beautiful. You just ate too much, didn't you?
Mate, no.
No, you were crook.
I'm crook.
You are?
Still am.
What?
But anyway. Shoulder and my neck's gone, mate.
What are you doing?
I'm old now, babe.
Your shoulder and your neck's gone. You have two nights off. What's the go there? Yes.
Rightio. Hello to our listeners through the Super Radio
Did
Network.
Did I miss something?
Do I have to take you outside as well? This is why Scott and I can't be
as well
the
as who?
Scott.
Oh, you...
Yeah, but does it, can we move on?
Okay.
Hello to our listeners, Super Radio Network, particularly our listeners on 104.1 on the Tweed on Radio 97. Good to have you on board. I've got something for you in just a moment. 1170 SCN in Sydney, 1620 on the Gold Coast, SCN Track, the SCN app, SCNQ 693 AM in Brisbane. And I'll tell you what, talk about excitement in Brisbane. The Australian PGA kicks off tomorrow night, and tomorrow, I should say, and today... The two Cam Smiths were on the golf course at the same time.
The two
Cam Smiths.
They had a round together today?
I think practice shots. The Pro-Am was on today, but I think from what I've seen footage-wise is...
On who my money be on.
Which, well, you played with one of them,
yep.
Didn't you?
No. No.
Didn't you on our golf day, didn't you play with the rugby league Cam Smith, the GOAT?
No, he was in another group.
He was ahead of you.
Good player.
Oh.
But, yeah, I reckon he might get the other Cam.
He was smoking drives today with Cam Smith, the golfer, taking video of Cam Smith, the rugby league player, and he was smoking them straight down the guts. Although I have heard via Jack, our producer, he did top the first one. Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, would you be nervous teeing off in front of the golfing Cam Smith?
Of course, yeah. He did outdrive him once, and then the golfer, Cam Smith, pulled out his bank account and said, have a look at that on his phone.
You okay. Yeah. This is.
It had
your
seven zeros.
What?
Eight, actually.
Sorry, are you saying that the golfer Cam Smith earns more than the rugby league Cam Smith?
No, I mean, he's got more in the bank.
Well, you sure? He's got SCN and Channel 9 money.
True.
So let's not discount this. Let's not get too carried away. Anyway, it's going to be a big day. The Australian PGA at Royal Queensland kicks off tomorrow. Great to have Cam Smith. Not just Cam Smith though playing. Adam Scott is playing as well, and Mark Leishman.
They'd all be having a crack, wouldn't they?
Oh, it's good. It's good to have all the big Aussie boys back home playing some golf in Australia. How good
yep.
is that?
Yep. Adam Scott, Mark, all Leishman. The big names. Actually, our producer Jack came up with a great idea.
What?
Is he our producer tonight?
Yeah,
he is.
Yeah, he's back to producing. So, hang on, he came up with a good idea.
Yep.
Wow.
He did. Was it yours?
No, I'm not saying anything.
Oh, you're saying, wow, he came up with a good idea.
Yeah, yeah.
He's on the ball, I tell you what.
Okay, all right. Do you want to share
quickly
the
becoming
idea?
Irreplaceable. Let
all
me
right.
just wax
right, we're going to go to our first
him.
Break. Could you hurry up?
Have you got a famous name? Is there another Cam Smith out there? Or are you Brett Kenny? not the the footballer. Have you got a famous name, or do you know someone with a famous
name? You've got one.
Name?
Gary Belcher.
Yeah, the French tennis player.
Well, Belcher's a very famous name, particularly in North Queensland. I went on a tour. I think I texted you when I was on holidays. I went on a tour, like a crocodile tour, and it was Belcher's boat tours or something.
Oh, yeah, they're not related because we're Belcher.
Oh, sorry, got that
is
wrong.
Is that wrong?
0457 736 736. Have you got a famous name? That's all we want to know.
Yeah.
Have you? And bonus points if
you're digging deep tonight.
That's all we've got, guys. Have a great night. We'll catch you later. 1300 01 1170, you can call us, or 0457 736 736. By the way, after the show tonight, you can grab a podcast of the show. You're doing Last Laugh? I heard you do it last night. What was the go there? What were you doing last night?
Sats was hosting, so I take the pressure off. I do all the other everything else.
Why? You do all the time anyway.
He was hosting, so... It's, you know, that's a tricky thing to do.
It's a very hard thing.
To be funny.
Thank you.
And host the show.
I know.
Well, we haven't been able to get anyone out of all of us. Maybe Jack can do it. Hey, did you get up early, Woogie?
Yeah, I did. Did you?
Yes, I missed the first. You know what I missed? About the first 10 or 15 minutes.
Oh, you didn't?
So the only Aussie goal. I had to wait till halftime to see a replay.
So you missed this.
Harry Soutar at the base of the centre circle plays a long diagonal ball out to Lecky on the right flank, and a good touch as well. Pavard hit the ground, the cross comes in. Goodwin! Craig Goodwin has the opener. Australia 1-0 up on the French.
That call courtesy of SEN this morning.
Defeating France 1-0 to open the World Cup campaign would have been amazing. Unfortunately, the French found their mojo to two goals each half. It was touch and go, wasn't it, the first half? And we had a really good chance late to even to level it 2-2. But they were just too classy in the second half, of course.
Look, I don't know a lot about soccer.
No, you
and
don't.
I think that's pretty obvious. Jack's our pro on that here. But,
or football.
Hey, Jack, can you come in for a second? I want to ask you some questions around this World Cup.
Oh, okay.
Pressure's
microphone on. Oh,
you and I, geez. You can't do that, mate. Well, you've got to be gentle when the microphone's on. Jack, were Australia poor?
He's doing a Sats.
Were Australia poor, or was that expected?
It was expected. However, it is, I would say, disappointing considering how well they started.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they made such a great start. They were playing in a way that would unsettle France. They got an early goal. Then they kind of retreated into the shell. And then at halftime, you think, okay, you've got some time. It's 2-1. You're still very much in it. But it's after that, nothing happened for the rest of the game.
That's what are some of the greats, Badge and also Jack, we're talking about this off air, you and I. This is what a lot of the greats have been saying. We should have changed our tactics after half time. We should have been more aggressive. The young bloke from the Central Coast, what's his name?
Garang Kuol.
Kuol, should have brought him on earlier as well, you know. But by the time he came on, it was too late.
It was too late because a lot of the midfield and I guess the defence as well weren't in that mindset of creating and hunger and putting him up forward. It was more just... They were kind of looking and making the right moves, but it wasn't going to get to them because I guess the defensive mindset had already sunk in.
Mm.
Have you got cue cards in your hand?
Didn't you say you thought it would be – was that you putting money on it being a draw?
I did.
Did you? And how'd you go?
Not well.
I was ruined.
Are you – Kai, I'm going to take you into something that's happening here in the studio. Badge is holding up cue cards for me. Mate, don't tell me –
You haven't been here for a few days.
Don't tell me what button to push, mate.
You're pushing my buttons.
I needed it.
How dare you?
Yeah. I needed it the last couple of days. So.
Hey, what about the massive upset? Will we talk about that now a bit later on?
No, talk about
Saudi
it now.
Saudi Arabia.
I know.
Defeating –
1-0 down against Argentina. Came back 1-2-1. Argentina had a goal disallowed in the first half for offside. Mm. Yeah, do you reckon there could be some money changing hands there?
No, I really don't think so.
An oil field each, was that the incentive for them to win?
No, because they tried so hard. Like Argentina tried, they threw everything they could at them, and Saudi Arabia did some, you know, excellent time delaying. Like they were taking 45 seconds to do anything. They were basically untying their shoes and tying them back up. So the stall tactics were being well enforced.
Faking injuries, because that's very popular.
No.
Taking dives in soccer.
I didn't see much.
As you say faking injuries, one injury did look innocuous, and then it turned out the player has fractured facial bones, his jaw, internal bleeding was actually flown out from the Saudi Arabian king on a private jet to Germany for a surgery. Because it did look innocuous.
The king flew him out on a private jet.
Yeah.
Wally Lewis is one of the greatest. He's everywhere.
What about the fact that it's a public holiday in Saudi Arabia as well?
Yeah, like, national holiday.
Now, Albo, listen up. If we happen to score a couple of goals in a game, will you declare a public holiday?
And, if we win.
And what about the
if we
other...
beat Denmark.
Will we?
That'd be big.
No, if
we've got Tunisia
after
first.
We beat Tunisia 4-0.
To who? Did you say Tunisia?
Tuna.
It's Tunisia.
Well, do you?
Albo would do it
do
if
you
the
eat
rabbit
tuna
won.
Or tuna?
But it doesn't.
No, what do you eat?
I eat tuna.
Well, I say Tunisia.
Actually, I like salmon.
Like Chewbacca. Is he there still?
Seriously, what is it? Chewbacca? It's Tunisia. Tunisia.
I would say Tunisia. But
yeah, Tunisia. Yeah. Actually, yeah.
It's all right. You can both be.
But
right.
I think you know. People pronounce things differently.
How good was, though, the World Cup, the earlier games? Last, I'm not playing a Chewbacca sound effect. Stop, put those cards
Chappell,
down.
I love those
hey,
cards.
It'll take me half hour to find it. Now, listen, what about those thrilling nil or draws we had prior to the Australia and France game? Just
yes.
two back-to-back. Mate, that's what the kids of Qatar want to see.
Well, Mexico and Poland, that's a big game. Nil all, but Denmark, Tunisia, they are the other two teams in our group. For them to have a draw, that's not bad.
Badge, could you think of anything worse than being in the stinking hot sun in a stadium with no beer watching a couple of nil all draws?
It's air conditioned.
Did you see the staff wearing jumpers? They were that cold.
Wow.
Yeah, during the Australia game, there was a lot of people and you could see them wearing hoodies because it had dropped a bit that night, and with the air conditioning, it was freezing apparently.
Oh. We spoke to Benny Jones last night, and he said it's great over there. He's loving
loves
it.
Loves it.
He's checking out the fan zones.
He's a non-drinker, though. He's pretty boring, Benny.
I think he likes a few beers.
Oh, does he?
You can't get him in the fan zone.
$120 bucks a
yeah,
beer.
Yeah, something like that is ridiculous.
No, thanks. Imagine that. Imagine trying to get Gary Jack to buy your beer in the fan zone. I heard your story about him going up to the room. To get the promo cans. That was
I'm actually interviewing Gary Jack tomorrow.
Well... Are we allowed to talk about
that? No, not until after the interview.
Is it going to happen?
Yes, tomorrow.
Definitely, locked in.
Yeah, we're going to chat to him tomorrow afternoon. Definitely.
We're on, okay. Gary Jack.
Yes, it'll be
on
this
the show
tomorrow night.
Do I have to...
Edit it.
Do I have to go through any departments to arrange anything?
Oh, no, you know. No. Payment? No.
I'm referring to your text.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'll tell you about the text tomorrow night.
Rightio. Hey, listen, TikTok, look us up. Badge, Sats, SEN, stuff going up on there all the time.
Belmont from Clarence has said he's got a mate called Michael Jackson, and he's not a weirdo, and another one called Brian Adams. Oh, I knew a Brian Adams, actually.
All right, yeah.
And he also knows a guy named Clint Westwood.
Clint Westwood.
Yeah, not Eastwood.
That's close.
We've got Northwood. Clint Southwood. Clint Westwood. Good on you, Belmont.
Have you got a famous
Thanks,
name?
Bud.
0457 736 736. Should we talk about what's coming up on the show tonight?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what's coming up?
We're going to talk about the World Cup with a very, very important guest coming up after 7 o'clock Australian Eastern Daylight Time tonight. It's Alex Brosk is joining us on the show. He's going to talk about what chances Australia has now of remaining in the World Cup after those two draws, after that draw and also you call it a thrashing from France early this morning. That's going to be happening. But Simon Orchard from Greyhound New South Wales, by the way, he's got a couple of tips tonight.
These tips are pretty good. And there's some big events coming up.
Yeah.
Some big events coming up in New South Wales. Great. The what's the big race in Wollongong called? The Dapto...
Dash? I don't know.
Mega star race.
Is that what it is?
I think it is.
Did you just make that up on the spot?
No, I'm pretty close to it.
504, I agree with you.
The Dapto mega star, it is.
Is it?
Yes.
504, send us a text, love the show, maybe try a new host. I agree.
Oh.
That's why I'm here tonight.
Why do they say that? Why do people get mean as soon as you get back? Will you?
I don't know.
I mean, you're only warming up. Get into it.
For our listeners in southeast Queensland, Batch and I are shouting dinner tomorrow night. This is how desperate we are for listeners. We're doing it at the Sporting Globe Robina on the Gold Coast tomorrow night. Now, if you're listening through 104.1 on the Tweed or SEN 1620 AM on the Goldie or SENQ 693 AM in Brizzy or on SEN Track or on the app, yeah, and you're in the area, give us a call now. 1300 01 1170. You and a couple of mates could be joining Badge and I for a live broadcast tomorrow from 5 o'clock Queensland time at the Sporting Globe. If you want to go, the shout is on us. 1300 01 1170. You've got a couple of those to give away. It's for you and a couple of mates.
Peter's texted in and said, "G'day Queenslanders, just want to remind you that the only difference between the two Cameron Smiths is that one actually went to a mariner and bought a boat. The other one had one appear in his garage." No, I think you've got him mixed up with
No. Let's move on.
Another Melbourne Storm player.
Don't get me in trouble.
We're saying another Melbourne Storm player that apparently had a boat.
Did he?
That he hadn't paid for.
Well, how do you know that?
Because it was everyone knew about it.
Wouldn't mind a boat.
You should know about it. He went to South Sydney.
No. Oh. Okay.
Anyway.
Rightio. The elephant in the room. How about that Code Sports article and that interview with Justin Langer? By the way, it is a very good interview. It goes about an hour and 40 minutes, and it's called Back Chat. And Justin Langer.
A couple of morning walks and you'll get through it on your
absolutely
podcast.
It was a very, very interesting chat, and he's come out and claimed that whilst people were being nice to his face behind his back, I'm just paraphrasing here.
Yes.
They were planning his demise as coach of the Australian cricket team.
He said they wouldn't be up front with him. And one thing about Justin Langer, I think everyone realises, is he's very up front. And he said, because of the way he is, he's just honest, up front. They have called him, players and other people involved in cricket, confrontational. Because I know the new generation isn't right into that. He actually said, whenever he reads read stories, you know, from media sources, from journalist sources, he said, "Don't call them sources, call them cowards." Yeah. They're not prepared to put their name to a story about him or about whoever. So, look, he's not happy at all. He's very open about this and candid about the fact they were on top. They were 4 years he was at the helm, and they rebuilt after Sandpaper Gate. Well, they'd won the Ashes. Mm. They were the T20 World Cup holders.
Retained the Ashes.
They just beaten India, I think, and he gets pushed
out. Gets a chop.
They wouldn't give him a long term deal, so yeah, not very happy at all, is it? It seems, Woogie, you know, they're just a different generation. I don't think you can. I know you couldn't speak to players in rugby league the way coaches spoke to me, and I'd never had a big issue with it at all.
Mm.
But I know you can't do that anymore. And I have had coaches say to me, "Hey, I had to change the way I am." They have to do it very occasionally if they blow up. I guess that's what.
But he did
might
change.
Have been the end of Justin Langer. Yeah.
Okay, so Justin Langer took on feedback.
Yep.
And he changed the way he coached. But it seems like the team had already made up their mind. And he's named people like Pat Cummins. And he's just said, look, they were cowardly acts. And he wanted people to approach him. And to, mate, if you can't approach someone and have a conversation about something that's probably not right.
Especially if you're in that position as one of the leaders.
And in a privileged position representing your country.
Yep.
I can't understand why you can't have that conversation. You go running to mum and dad. And that's the other part of the thing. He did put his hand up and say, look, I only spoke to the board 3 times in 4 years. Now, Cricket Australia have hit back this afternoon through Nick Hockley, the CEO, and said, look, some of these things that were raised by JL aren't true. And they've fought back a little bit on that. But are we out of touch, Badge? And I want to play devil's advocate here for a moment.
Mm.
Are we out of touch? Are we just two old guys yelling at a cloud for no reason?
Perhaps we are.
And we are out of touch.
Mm.
And, you know, the rules have changed in all workplaces. In all workplaces across
in school,
everywhere. And some for the good, some not for the good, but maybe that's just how it is now, and us dinosaurs have to move to the side and let the young ones come through and maybe coach or lead in a holistic hugging type environment. And I'm not being a smart ass by saying that.
I'm happy to let them do that, but I'm still going to yell at them from the sidelines.
Yes, you will.
Frustrates me.
What do you think? 0457 736 736 after reading that article, and I do suggest you go and listen to the podcast as well. It's an outstanding podcast. How do you feel now about the cricket team? How do you feel about the Pat Cumminses and all this of the world?
Mm.
Do I continue my rant about Pat Cummins? I'm not buying the whole Pat Cummins thing still. I'm not buying it, Badge.
Yeah, I know you're not a fan at all.
And even as much as last week with the whole pulling out of the IPL and all that. I see through it.
They've just smashed one of the best teams in the world in these 3-1 days. But does that count for anything? Were the English players after winning the T20 World Cup, were they just...
No, they're still drunk.
Did they rock off? So is there any kudos there for Pat Cummins and co for winning that?
But Badge, that it'll come when they face South Africa. And I mean, they're not in the greatest form either as a test nation. They're going to roll the Windies easily. You know what's going to happen this summer? We'll roll the Windies easily. We'll then come up against South Africa. It'll be closer, but we'll beat them. And everyone will forget about all this stuff. And everyone will be great. How good's Andrew McDonald as a coach? And how good's Paddy Cummins as a skipper? And then we roll off to India. India will kill us. India will kill us. And the Ashes this year, we will struggle in England.
Okay.
The way they're playing, the way they're being coached, and the way they're performing, outstanding at the moment.
Well, they weren't just now.
Oh, one day is the hangover. You know.
Fitzy has just texted, "Evening, boys. Justin Langer's style during the TV series, The Test, was what made us fall back in love with Aussie cricket.
Yep.
The knifing he copped has made us dislike them immensely." I think he's echoing everything you're saying there, Woogie.
And if you haven't watched that's a ripper of a doco series. It takes you through the whole ball tampering thing and Justin Langer and Tim Payne taking over the Australian cricket team. And, yeah, very, very good to watch.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. And don't forget, you can listen to Sports Day every day from Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m. or 5 p.m. Queensland time.
Sometimes needing new tyres can catch us by surprise. That's why Tyre Power gives you the power of Zip Pay and Zip Money. You can get what you need now, get back on the road safely, and pay for it later. Terms and conditions apply. So visit tyrepower.com.au or call 13 21 91.